Hi, I'm Cecilia Poulin, mother of two, ex-lawyer, ex-banker, writer, singer, creator of one-woman shows, international coach for professional women, international keynote speaker, breaker of conventions, and believer in creativity and the power of the feminine in all of us to change the world. Welcome to Diary of a Writer, where I talk about how I write, and read some of what I write. I really hope you enjoy it, and that it encourages you to develop your own creativity in whatever form that may take. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Diary of a Writer. I found the writing process difficult this morning, and I was a bit all over the place, and I wasn't quite sure what I was going to write about. And then what I've written, it forced me to dig deep into things that I wasn't particularly proud of. Some of my behaviour that wasn't particularly proud of. And it also helped me to think about, well, why was I behaving like that? And I believe that when we do things that we're ashamed of, there's always a reason. There's always some sort of need behind the way that we act. So this morning I didn't get to what the need was, but where I got was that a lot of it was the way that I was behaving that was having an impact on the situation. And of course, relationships are always two people who are contributing to the relationship. So this is what came out this morning. It feels very vulnerable for me to be reading this because it's not my best side. So I hope that you will have compassion for me, and I hope that I will have compassion for myself. So here goes. My older self. Let's go back to your conversation with your manager where you lost it. My younger self, if we must. My older self, it's important. We were talking about how no job in finance or the law would have been right for you. But how would it have been if you had said to your manager how you were feeling? Nothing more than that. If you had told him about your anger and frustration and hurt, and reassured him that you weren't expecting him to resolve anything. That would have felt extremely vulnerable. It would have felt as though I was giving him power over me. And that wasn't possible for you? No. Because I had set myself up as better than him. I didn't accept his position as my manager. I wanted to feel that I was better than him. I thought I was better than him. And were you? How arrogant I was. Arrogant, or in huge need of reassurance. As we said before, a need to be seen, a need to be recognized. How would he have reacted if you had told him how you're feeling and you didn't expect anything particular from him? It would have hugely improved our relationship. It would have been an acknowledgement of his position. I would have been speaking my truth. It would have allowed us to talk about how to deal with those feelings. It would have got him on my side. And maybe it would have meant you could have worked out a solution together that would have suited both of you. Or at least an acknowledgement that there was nothing you could do. Or perhaps that you needed to find another job. I'm realizing that arrogance is playing out all over again. My younger self. How? My older self. In my certification as a coach, I'm screaming blue murder because I think I know better than them and I can't stand being judged by them. I've just had a different experience, that's all. It's interesting to examine where that arrogance is coming from. I really hope you've enjoyed this episode of A Diary of a Writer. I'm running an absolutely free group coaching session on the 9th of May at 6:30 p.m. Central European Time. This session is part of my Dancing Days series where we dig deep on a particular emotion. We have already danced with fear and with anger, and this time we're going to be dancing with joy. If you have ever felt miserable and wondered how to have more joy in your life, you will find this session to be of enormous benefit. Check out the Dancing Days Dancing with Joy page on my website, www.ceciliapoulin.com. I would love it if you could join us. Thank you so much for listening.